But isn't that how sit stocks always start?
Pretty much, I think. They just
rambling nonsense continued from last time?
Yeah. Last time on sit stock.
Kyle said some stuff and then I said some stuff and then Kyle said some stuff and then I said some stuff and then Kyle said some stuff, but then
actually,
I interrupted
lately,
him.
Actually, lately it's been
him.
More you say stuff and I look like a dumbo.
Because
we're talking about
say,
really weird specific stuff.
Well, I think lately it's been too much of me jibber jabbering because today on sit stock, everybody.
We're going to talk about. This is Kyle, by the way. I think we're going to do a follow up about food. Because we had a really good conversation about our favorite restaurants in Colorado.
19 weeks ago.
Yeah, about 1 week ago.
200 weeks ago.
About 3 minutes ago.
47,000 years ago.
And I can't remember what we talked about last time, which sucks, because I should probably listen to our own podcast.
And you know, you started it, I'll just correct you.
Okay. So, I know we left off with Mario's, I think. Which
we did talk about
just
Mario's.
Just hit up one more time, because it's such a good...
Goddamn Mario's.
Holy shit. Go to it.
Just go. It's worth going to the podunk land of Gunnison.
It is. It so is. And so...
Don't stay long enough.
I'm trying to think of places today that I really like. And I'm gonna say this one straight out. An individual that used to be on the podcast, and I, so there's only one person that
used
to be on the podcast.
God damn it. Sean Bean.
Yeah. Used to go to this place every Sunday. And it's Waffle House.
Oh, I was going to say Waffle House.
Yeah, it's Waffle House. And... I'll tell you, I mean, Waffle House is an
not
interesting
good.
Place. It's good. It's delicious. Waffle House is an interesting place because you get breakfast there, and, like, they have just amazing waffles. Like, they have the best waffles, I think. I've never had a place that has waffles like Waffle House that I've truly enjoyed. That's my five cents on Waffle House.
Now, we might have to pull over to Waffle House somewhere here, to be completely honest with you.
Okay.
Because that's not the experience I had.
You don't like the waffles at Waffle House?
I found everything at Waffle House to be meh.
Okay.
But uniformly meh. Like, I could see the value. Kind of like how McDonald's is McDonald's and it's always McDonald's.
Yeah.
I could see the value in uniform. I don't want to have to try or have any real experience or taste here. So, it's just Waffle House.
Yep. And... I think that's the beauty of the simplicity. Like, I would never say Waffle House is better than, like, the W or,
well, you
like
just
said
they were the best waffles.
The best waffles I've ever had, still. But it's not the best restaurant for breakfast.
See, I don't think their waffles are that great. They made me think of Eggo's.
That's, I think, why I like them. Because I've had a lot of Village and Waffles that were very underwhelming because they weren't, the texture wasn't right. So, like, the thing I like about Eggo's is when you cook an Eggo right, it's got crispy. It's a little crispy on the edges and it's got a little texture to it. The other waffles I've had, and to be fair, I've never made my own, and I've only had waffles from very few places because of the underwhelmingness of all the waffles, have been, like, either too thick to be well and crispy, too fluffy to actually be a waffle for me.
So, like, a proper American-style waffle is crispy on the edges, on the outside, and then soft and fluffy on the inside, right? That's an American-style
waffle. Okay, are you telling me or asking
me? I'm telling you. This is an American-style waffle.
American-style Belgian French waffle.
In Belgium,
yeah,
I'm going to kill this Subaru driver with my hands.
Okay.
So in Belgium, the waffles, I had a couple of waffles. Oh my fucking God, dude, what are you fucking doing? Donate life, but go ahead and get the fuck out of my way first.
So Belgian waffles are just full of hate, it sounds like.
Belgian waffles, aside from them, get back on your bike and fuck off, dude. Aside from that, this little Terry, when I was in Belgium, I stopped at a couple places and had some waffles, but I don't know for sure that they're indicative. So this is all hearsay. This is my personal experience. They were thinner.
Okay.
They were not necessarily like a waffle cone, but they were
like
thin,
yeah.
Crispy, more like almost like a cracker.
Okay.
Of a waffle. Now, I don't know if that was everywhere.
Is that the breakfast waffles? Like, that
well,
eat?
No, it was waffles that were all over the damn place.
Okay.
But we're just gonna go ahead and go to this lane because I'm done with that fucking
waffles
moron.
That were all over the place. Yeah, I've seen
those
before.
They weren't
as thin
thick
places.
And
yeah.
Fluffy. They were thinner and they were kind of uniformly crispy.
But they were sweet. They had like sweet crackers. Right?
They had a glaze on them often,
okay.
Or they were dipped in chocolate or something. But they often had. Like, so they weren't thick, fluffy, sort of pancake-like material. They were harder, not hard, but crispy, crunchy.
I think that's the mistake with American waffles that I don't like, is that they typically use, like, pancake batter.
Right.
And it's not the right thing to do, like, a pancake-like batter, right?
I would say, though, that it's difficult to eat those with a fork.
No, because you're supposed to eat them with your hand.
Yeah. And so the American style, the American style waffle is a larger than a feasible hand item. Okay. That's covered with a topping that makes it untenable to eat with your hands.
See, and I guess I put syrup on mine, and that's about it. I don't put, like, crazy whipped cream or anything. And
well, I mean,
whatever. I mean, syrup is
that's
usually
the,
more
it's
than
still, it's still, on, the amount, like, as is traditionally served with waffles, the toppings make it untenable to eat as a hand
sure.
item.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
And so it ends up with a different, more cake-like texture, in the, but not even cake-like. It's really, it's that crisp skin. And a soft, fluffy interior.
And I'd say that's what I like about good pancakes, too, is a crisp skin with a soft interior. Like, I'm not a fan of, like, crazy, like, overly fluffy pancakes that are just, like, fall apart when
very
you try to... So when you try to, like, fork them, and you're like, I can't even eat this. It's too much. It's too airy. Like, I don't know. When pancakes get mushy, I am like, okay, put them away from me. I don't
there's
want
a, there's anymore. A Rick line there.
A what?
Rick from Rick and Morty. Rick Sanchez has a line about that. He's got his pancakes have that... ideal point of syrup absorption.
Yeah.
Where they're about to collapse into a big mushy paste. I think we all can agree that we'd like fluffy pancakes with syrup on them and not disgusting oversweet paste.
What episode is that from?
The one with the Rick verse.
Oh, okay.
Wow, that was a mostly full drink you just dumped out there.
It's probably been in their car all day.
That's disgusting. Everything around me.
But yeah,
is
so I know that I get a lot of shit.
No, no, I understand. I understand
waffles,
but no, I completely understand.
I do
you're
like
used
the,
to a different kind of waffle.
I do like the idea of their hash browns too, because the way they do their hash browns is very interesting. Because you can get just a bunch of crap on them, and a lot of places don't actually like.
I'm not sure if I've had their hash browns.
They offer it. That's one of the big things at Waffle House is their like hash browns.
I think I made a terrible mistake. Is I heard about it, and you talked it up, and then I went there without a handler,
yeah.
And I ordered what looked good. I didn't order the right thing.
Yeah, I would never say that their food pictures on their menus are good. Yeah. Like, well, what I typically get, when I go to Waffle House, it's because I want to go to sleep for the next 4 hours after breakfast. Like,
I don't understand that at all.
Because I have a lazy day on Sunday. No, that's not 4 hours, that's of course exaggerating, but like, you know, it's a big breakfast, right? You go to places to eat breakfast when you go out on weekends to eat big breakfast, usually. That's what I go out for.
Sure.
That's the reason I go to places like that and overeat, because like, I'm like... celebrating the weekend.
I'm not ragging on you. I just can't relate. I don't remember what it's like to have...
To be full?
No, to have time to do that.
Oh, yeah, that's fair. And I wouldn't say I'm out for the rest of the day, but, like, usually when I go out I'm for breakfast on Sundays, it's because Sunday is the day that I stay at home all day. Like, Sunday is the day where I do my chores. I do my, like, my weekly stuff. It's hard to do, but if you keep your... schedule to yourself, you know, and tell people you're busy all the time and just lie to their faces like I do to Pokemon Go being a passenger.
That must be amazing. I mean, like, I just signed up for 3 things on Sunday just in the last 24 hours.
So you're treating your free time as it's not free time.
No, it's free. It needs to be filled, right?
Yeah, I was doing that for a really
I'm treating
long time.
My free time as your meeting time at work. If there's not a meeting there, you need a meeting. You know?
Oh, yeah, fuck that shit. That's why I don't do that stuff on my own free time. But generally people are gonna disagree with my thing, and please comment about what types of places you like to have waffles.
Find better waffles.
Well, like, not better ones. Just tell me where I should go
better
to try
waffles.
Okay, better waffles.
Best waffles.
Breakfast place. Go. That's not
Danny's Carnation.
Okay. Did you talk about that place already?
I don't care. I'll talk about it again.
Okay, cool. Do it again.
Danny's Carnation is a quintessential Colorado diner. It's one of the few places that you can get a gyro with a side of gravy and another side of green chili. And all of them are pretty good.
I think that those three things actually are like Colorado. Like,
yeah.
Because weirdly enough, there's a lot of Greek places in Colorado.
I don't know why there's a lot of gyro. Every diner I go to has gyro.
Yeah. And that's
I don't know why.
There's places in Castle Rock,
I am not complaining.
Small ass Castle Rock, that have like a Greek menu. And you're like,
yeah.
Where did you come from?
I am not complaining. It is delicious.
Yeah, it is great.
It
I
is
100%
amazing.
Agree.
I am running this light and I don't fucking care.
I think that...
Anyone who can call me on it,
the,
just call me on it. Don't care, because that was
little,
too many
the little
meetings.
Greek spice at places around Colorado is great. And there's even... If you wanted to go even to, like, a Greek part of town, go down to Colfax...
Oh, yeah.
And actually go to the Greek part of town, and there's some amazing Greek places.
Oh, yeah, no, there's... It's a beautiful thing. It really is. And that's something that I really appreciate. Danny's Carnation on Wadsworth and, like... 10th or something like that, between 6th and Colfax. It is a tiny little hole-in-the-wall place.
It's not that small.
It's pretty small.
Okay.
I mean, it's maybe got 15 tables, 20 tables in it.
Okay.
Probably 20 tables that each that seat 4 to 6. It's pretty small. They have a fairly decent menu. They have these skillets that are really good. They've got your standard Mexican and diner food and a couple gyros. They have a really good Cuban. They've got, I don't know what we're doing, but apparently we're all doing it. That's great. They've got a lot of just simple, straightforward breakfast foods. And they do substitutions. All of their waitresses are amazing. Like, every time we've been there, we get one of the several waitresses. One of them now has sort of become our regular because we always go there Thursday at 11, and she works consistently that time. And she knows our orders. We don't even order the same thing every time, but she still knows the orders that we switched from. She knows them all now. And the guy who brings us in and busts tables knows which of us drink coffee and already has coffee. As soon as we sit down, brings coffee to the ones who drink coffee. Like, it's that kind of
place. So not only does it have pretty good, like, diner food, good yeah. diner food, but they have good...
They've got great service.
If you're a regular.
Decent prices, and enough variety where you really can't get super bored. They have, like, breakfast quesadillas. Cool. They have that. And there's little things, okay? My mom hates margarine, like, on pancakes. Hates it. Finds it just disgusting, right? I understand. I don't care for it much myself. There's this weird, mouthy greasiness to it and a bit of an aftertaste that I get it. I'll eat it still, but I don't like it. And she specifically says, can I get real butter and not margarine? Some places are like, what do you mean? Like, they'll give her shit. Like, oh, it is, but it's the same thing. It's like, no, it's not. Margarine's a chemical cocktail of nasty, nasty shit that doesn't belong anywhere on my table. Butter is from the gods. All right? So you bring me the fucking Mukel milk fat butter, you piece of shit.
You made out in the back 10 seconds ago.
Yeah, because it's in my food. Don't you fucking tell me they're cooking with margarine back there, because I know that's not true. I know they're not cooking with margarine back there, because margarine does not work the way butter does. Ask any chef. Mm-hmm. I'll get Steve to call the fucking show, and he'll tell me. He says, fuck no, we don't use margarine. Margarine doesn't melt right. Mm-hmm. You can't cook the way you do with butter using margarine. It just doesn't work. So, this place, she says, can I get real butter with it? She said, the first time we're there, it's like, just, can I get, any chance I can get, like, real butter instead of margarine? They're like, oh, yeah, sure, no problem. And then they bring it out, and every other time, because different people plate the food than take the order, every other time, like, one out of two times, they'll bring it out with, like, country crock or something else that's margarine. And my mom will be like, hey, excuse me, I said real butter. And they're like, oh, I'm sorry. And then they'll whisk the butter thing, the fake butter away, and bring out a plate of little pads of actual butter. No one has ever given her lip. It's an easy mistake because most people don't care, and that's fine. But here's the thing. They're happy to swap it out. They don't make a fuss about it. And a couple of them even said, I get it because it tastes a lot better. Like, you're right. This is a lot better than with real butter. So that's the place. And again, those little details. Like, my mom's very picky, so these are my examples for a lot of places. She doesn't like gravy. Hates gravy. It's a texture thing. And then she doesn't like the fattiness, whatever. So she hates it. But she does like chicken fried chicken with eggs. They have a breakfast chicken fried chicken, which they make. And so it's got the thin breading that it's actual real, like, made, as opposed to the double parboiled or par fried thick breading you get at places. Mm. So they make it local here.
Par fry? What's that mean?
Okay, so you know when you go in somewhere and you get those same chicken fingers that everywhere has?
Yeah.
With a thick breading, yeah. Big, thick, knobbly breading?
Sure.
You can't ever make that at home. That's because they bread it, partially fry it, bread it again, partially fry it, and then freeze it and ship it.
Nice.
And that sequence is really fucking hard to do. Some of the places that can do it are like KFC, where they do pressure cookers, or other places that pre-cook it, or they do pressure fryers, and then other places that pre-fry it. So it's not easy. I can't do that in my kitchen with the tools I have.
Really?
Like, to get that type of breading. Mm. It's really, really tough. But what you can do is get panko or a flour dredge, and you can get similar but not quite the same thickness, but you can get that nice crispy thin breading, especially put some spices in there. It gets real good, right? Well, that's what theirs is like. It's more real. It's more like a homemade thing. Fucking delicious. She doesn't like the gravy, so she ordered it without gravy. One time, I don't know if she said she didn't remember to say no gravy, or they just didn't do it, and it comes with bagel, and then it's smothered in gravy. So she's like, oh, excuse me, I didn't want any gravy on this. And they're like, oh, we're so sorry, here. We'll fix it. She says, I don't want you to throw it away, though, because then, you know, A, it's going to take forever, B, I don't want you to throw away chicken. I can scrape the gravy off and live with it, right? Yeah. I mean, it's a waste of food. And she says, no, we'll scrape the gravy off and just throw it on the grill. So that the gravy that's on the edge just gets cooked away, uh-huh. and then your breading is still fine. And she says, oh, that's perfect then. So they do that, and they just fry it up again, so it's a little crispier in some places. Turns out fine.
Yeah.
So they didn't waste it. Everybody walked away happy. They resolved the mistake. Whoever's mistake it was didn't matter, I guess, in the end. But they resolved it with no one upset.
Yeah, minimal yeah. hardship.
Nobody got fussy. No, yeah. That's the stuff that I was like, those little things really add up.
Yeah,
and they've come through for us every single time.
I don't know
time.
That I have a place that I can say is like I would be like, yes, the service is amazing. Maybe Crave, because I go there so much, but that's just because I'm a regular, you know?
Right.
Like, or
well, and we're regulars there, so that helps.
Yeah.
But even from the beginning, they were super nice.
Another breakfast place I want to talk about is Toast. If you haven't been to Toast, it's a pretty good place.
I have not yet.
There's downtown Littleton has this like great, great like food places. Like they have really off-the-wall food places.
There's like that whole downtown area is a strange mecca of wonderful little places.
I mean,
there's
a couple Melting Pot, bars. Which is always a good place to go. Never Melting Pot's like an interesting place to go for once if you've never been.
It's just
a fondue place, there, right? But it's like one of those places that you go, it's way too expensive, but it's a cool experience.
Date night.
Yeah, exactly. Then they have Toast, which is right next to a sushi bar, right? So they open up alternatively. Toast is a breakfast place. They're one of the few places in Colorado that has poutine, like really good poutine.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they do it with curds instead of
interesting. I got to check this place out.
Yeah, Toast is one of those breakfast places you have to wait in line for because like so many people go to.
I'm not checking this place out.
And like Sam's or Breakfast King, where you can usually get it pretty quick, except for when you're there for DCC.
It's really cool. I ain't waiting in line for breakfast.
Yeah, it's worth it if you ever have a chance to. They have like really crazy French toast.
What time do they open?
Oh, yeah, you can do that, too. Like 6 or 7, I don't know. They have, like, a Southwest step French toast, which, like, has all this cool, like, Mexican stuff instead of French toast. They have really cool off-the-wall big plate stuff. And so that's always an interesting place to go. It is worth the wait, and you will be really full after you go eat. And I think that's most of the places we talk about, though. But, again, they had poutine there, and it was absolutely fantastic. I've never had poutine in Colorado that was as good as Toast's poutine.
Interesting.
So, another place in downtown Littleton that I like to talk about is McKinner's, I think it's called. It's a pizza place, but they do Chicago-style pizzas. Mm. So they actually have, like, the pie pizzas.
Yeah.
They have a stuffed pizza like Mario's, but it's smaller. They have regular pizza, and then they have these, like, pizza pie Chicago-style crust-style ones, which are freaking amazing. Stewed tomatoes, like, the regular classic Chicago-style ones, like, Zio's or whatever the fuck the other place is called.
I don't care.
They sell them in the freezer aisles at like stores because they ship them across the country.
Sure.
Sell them in things.
I've never seen this.
You never had a
deep dish? Never heard of Zio's.
It's a Chicago place, I thought. But anyway,
I've not been to Chicago.
Have you heard of Chicago deep dish pizza, though?
I've heard of Chicago deep dish pizza.
Have you ever had one?
Not outside Mario's.
Well, that's not the Chicago.
No,
that's not Chicago.
No, but like that their stuffed pizza is the closest I've been. I think maybe I went somewhere and had it and was thoroughly
Gojo's
unimpressed.
Gojo's is sometimes similar.
I guess I could say
it's
that.
More of like a, it's like you put a bunch of pizza sauce with two tomatoes in it with the cheese and then and then meats.
I think I had something somewhere I was just really unimpressed, so.
Okay. Well, if you like the Chicago style, that place down in Littleton's really good.
I'll have to check that.
It's one of the few places that I've seen in Colorado that actually does a Chicago style pizza that way, where it's more like a pie and less like a
pizza.
Yeah, like a pizza dough.
Interesting.
So it's always cool to go there. So
I went to a new place.
Okay.
T Street Roadhouse.
Oh, that place
in Belmar.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a chain, I guess. There's like it's one of those ones where like there's a chain, but it's like here in Seattle and Boise and Florida or something like. Mm-hmm. You good?
Yeah, I'm just taking your time.
So it's one of those sort of weird strung out chains, and. Went in there, not sure what to expect, looked at their menu, got an idea for prices. It's a little more expensive than when I normally go. It's not, like, upper class. I think we got in and out of there for, like, 70-some bucks. And we both had a drink, and then we had an appetizer as well. So, appetizer, two entrees, a cocktail and a beer, and it was, like, 70 bucks. So, it's not cheap, but not, like, expensive. Like, Fogo de Chao expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, that one French place that no one ever goes to, La Centrale or whatever it is.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, it's fancy. I thought it was fancy. I don't know. I don't live in the world where I go to fancy restaurants.
Yeah, I don't pay for, like,
it just doesn't make sense to me.
The portions don't make sense to me.
Well, and for me, it's that, like, oh, you go here for the ambiance, or you go here because it's the thing. It's like, okay, how delicious is their hot sauce? Like, I don't fucking care. Like, I want to go to the Greasy Spoon hole-in-the-wall place. I like going to places like fucking the Vienna hot dog stands because it's delicious.
I personally feel like the amount of money I pay should reflect the amount of food I get on a plate.
I can live with really high-class ingredients, but I still have to be full when
I mean.
Like, not necessarily stuffed, but if I'm still hungry at the end...
There's an idea there. Like, good ingredients aren't going to fill you up just because they're good ingredients.
I guess my thing is, if I'm going to spend $30 on a plate and I'm still hungry at the end...
It better be a fucking experience.
Well, I don't expect to be like Fogo de Chao meat sweat stuffed every time, but if I'm still hungry, like, I need to still eat something. No. Then I'm just angry.
Well, that's what I mean. It's like, if I'm going to go pay a bunch of money for food... I personally, and when I'm making my own decisions, like to have like a larger plate if I'm paying more. But if I'm paying for the experience of a four, five, six course meal, that's different.
Well, a 6-course meal, if you're not full at the end, I don't know what the fuck is going on there. But anyway, the reason I bring this up is T Street. I look at their website. I see their most expensive things. I look at their least expensive things. I look at their wine prices that they had, whatever they had posted, and guesstimate that I'm going to hit, you know, more than. I expected between $50 and $100, right? Because I wasn't sure if we were going to get an appetizer, and I wasn't sure if Kate wanted any drinks or anything, right? So I was like, okay, well, that was about right, right? And I was prepared to spend that. Not the end of the world. I just like to know because it really sucks when you roll in somewhere. You're like, oh, that's not what I was planning. Guess I'm not eating tomorrow, kind of thing, right? Like, whatever. But so I go there. We order baked brie or something for the appetizer that had a type of marmalade on it that was particularly delicious and came with like a flatbread pieces. I quite liked it. Truth be told, I actually have been besmirching the name of baked brie unfairly so, because this was apparently a very mild brie. I always thought brie had a very earthy and harsh taste. Turns out I was just eating a different kind of brie apparently. Because I had it once and I was like, yeah, this is what baked brie is like. This tastes like earth and foot, and I don't like it at all. It tastes like someone took their shoes off and walked in dirt and then put it in my mouth. And I'm like, I want nothing to do with this. And then I had this, and I was like, this is actually pretty good. I withdraw my assault of baked brie. Baked brie is now on a probationary status for Kendrick Acceptable Foods. Watching it.
He's watching it like a hawk.
Don't trust
that
it.
That wants brie.
Don't
but
trust
doesn't
it,
want really
but I will eat
brie,
it.
Yeah.
So that was good. Decent. Served on like a little cutting board. Quality was pretty good. And then Kate got a flatbread pizza with... like a bunch of Italian meats on it and different kinds of... It was like a goat cheese and herb spread instead of sauce. It was like that kind of fancy shit. It was really good. We both really liked it. What I got... get ready for this. Was... let's see. It was a cut of beef. I think it was a short rib. It was very flaky and crumbly. It was very tender. Served over jalapeno cream cheese mashed potatoes... fried onion strings, like the ones that were bourbon onion strings, I think.
Okay.
With a habanero molasses glaze going one way, and there was another sauce, I don't remember what it was. A couple pieces of asparagus. So, you know, you look at it, and you're not sure, it's like $15, $16, whatever, or I think it must have been more, and I'm looking at it like, I'll go for it, and if I'm still hungry, then I don't know, I had an appetizer. It comes there, and you know how it's like, a piece, like the whole meal at these fancy gourmet places is smaller than your fist on a plate that's bigger than your entire chest.
Yeah.
It's got like a drizzle going across it, and then there's like two little onion things, and then like a tiny morsel of meat, and then like a little like
floret. You're painting an amazing picture because I have
mashed potatoes. Yeah. Yeah. This was like that, but then someone rolled in and was like, you're not going to serve them that, right? That's just for the picture. Quadruple all that, asshole.
Wow, really?
So like it rolls up there, and the meat piece alone is probably bigger than my fist.
Wow.
There's
what
two.
What kind of cut was it again?
I think it was a short rib. It was something really tender and crumbly and really, really just like melt in your mouth, crumbly. Okay. Oh, it was really, really good cut of meat. It was more cooked than you usually get. So I think that's what. I think it was a short rib or something that was broiled or something not broiled necessarily, maybe braised. Because it definitely didn't have like a tender pinkness to the middle, but it had the quality of a slow cooked cut of meat that was really good. And then it was probably about twice that volume of potatoes. Two of the largest asparagus spears I've ever seen in my life. And maybe like a full handful, like full cradling handful of those onion straws.
Nice.
Thrown on top. It was like that's like an American rolled up to the gourmet food. It was like, okay, yeah, but you got to really work on your portion size, yeah, partner.
Let's that's not what I got around. The image of when you described this to me.
Yeah.
Originally, I was like thinking more of a small portion, big meal.
And that's kind of what I was expecting like from it.
Okay.
But no, the result.
I'd like to go there actually.
I was very happy with my meal.
Okay.
I was very happy. But then like her pizza had, what was it? It had like, it wasn't prosciutto, but it was another, I don't remember what it was, a couple of the Italian.
Capicola?
Yeah, it had capicola. Thank you. That's weird. After our Prosecco conversation.
I know about it, just because I don't like prosciutto.
We'll get into that conversation later. And then it had a couple other things. And then it had like pears, slices of pear. And then it had
it wasn't traditionally, it was a sweet, salty, like a sweet, yeah, savory kind
but
of.
But yeah, and it was really good, but it wasn't at all a pizza. But she was looking at the ingredients, and she wasn't surprised. She didn't get onions. But she wasn't in the mood for pizza, but I was like, well, they had like a more regular pizza too. But she's like, oh, that's really interesting. Let's try that. So
was it actually flat, like a, well.
It was like a rectangular flatbread pizza.
But flatbread is traditionally like different than a pizza crust, right? So yeah. when I hear flatbread, I think of something a lot thinner than a pizza crust.
It was thinner than a pita.
Okay.
Maybe like a thinner naan.
And flatbread is more of like, yeah, like a naan. It's not really,
it was
like
thinner than
crispy.
Naan.
It's more soft.
It was crispy on the bottom because it,
yeah,
was cooked in
a, of course,
pizza,
but like the thick, the airiness and the sponginess comes from the fact that it's flatbread, not pizza dough.
It didn't have a lot of spongy airiness to it. It was sort of crispy on the bottom. Flatbread, I mean, a pizza dough is considered a flatbread.
Is it? Okay.
I mean, it's a subset of breads that are a flatbread because it doesn't, it's not risen.
Roll it when
you... Well, you roll it, you get it flat. Mm-hmm. That's as opposed to making a loaf.
Okay, I see.
So, and it's stylistically and ingredient-wise, it's a spirulina flour, I think, primarily, which is somewhat similar to a pita bread, except pita bread's usually a whole wheat flour, I think. And then you got like a naan bread, which is a chickpea flour.
I don't know the difference between any of these.
Different greens and pulses that go into it. I forget all the details on that. But like, what's the, I can't remember. But there's different kinds of flatbreads made from different kinds of greens, right? And
sure.
And that they tend to be, you can kind of cheat, right? You can cheat from one to the other. Like you can make a pita bread pizza. And it's not a pizza, but... You can
shit, I make a pizza on fucking tortillas sometimes.
Yeah, right. Like, I mean, you can like, this isn't a pizza, but I'm still gonna fucking eat it, and it's gonna do the job
it's
today.
It's gonna taste pretty much like a pizza.
Well, and exactly. It's like, well, it's not
the bread isn't the main
flour.
Flavor.
Well, and it's not like pizza, it's not spirulina, yeah, flour. Yeah. It's not raised. It doesn't have the, okay, fuck it. It's fine.
Stop.
Okay, it tastes good. It's getting me through the day because I needed a pizza and I wasn't gonna make a pizza. So, yeah, no, I would say that it did a fantastic job and it was really good. I would recommend going there, not necessarily an everyday thing. But as a date night or a treat, because we went because it was our 6 month anniversary or whatever, like we've been dating, and I was like, you want to go somewhere slightly less, like more fancy than The Rock again for the umpteenth time? Like, and then
do
we were
you
looking
guys
at,
like
we
The Rock? I've only been, yeah, there like once, and I was like, okay.
Yeah, I'll talk about The Rock briefly.
We had a really crazy like cream cheese pizza from The Rock, and that was the first time I ever had cream cheese on a pizza, and it was like, oh, right, that was interesting. Like, it wasn't bad. It was just not what I expected.
What you expecting?
Yeah.
So, The Rock...
Even after seeing the ingredients in the,
right,
list, I was like, whoa,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that synergized weirdly. So, yeah, T Street, Roadhouse, check it out. It's cool. I'd go there again. Wouldn't go there every day of the week. Wouldn't go there every week, but it was nice to go there once in a while. They had some interesting cocktails. They had left-hand milks down on tap, too, so that's always a nice place. So they had a couple fancy beers like that. But so, The Rock is definitely a chain. I think I've seen another one somewhere. They've been around for a little while. They brew their own beer. That's what their thing is. They have six beers.
The Rock down here brews their own beer too. The Rock in Castle Rock brews their own beer. The Rock Yard.
That's The Rock Yard.
Yeah,
that's,
and there's another one called The Rock Brewing Company.
That's another different
one. Yeah, and I want to talk about all three because I have things to say about all three of these places.
Yeah.
Or
so
at least the two of them.
Ours is, I thought it was called The Rock. Maybe
it is.
It's
no,
called
it is.
Something Rock.
Hard or
not
something
Hard
rock.
Rock.
Okay, it's not Hard
I
Rock.
I think it's called The Rock.
Okay. Because it's like a rock and roll theme place.
Right. And then in Castle Rock, you've got the Castle Rock aspect figuring in. People pick
the Rock Yard is that one. So yeah. You're right. I called it wrong.
The Rock Yard's good. But
like,
again...
Oh, they're French fries.
Yeah, they're so French fries. Their beers are good, too.
They have cheese stuffed pretzels that are amazing,
yeah,
too.
Those are good, too.
Okay.
But The Rock by us is a rock and roll themed pizza joint.
Mm-hmm.
And they also do damn good salads. They do good... like, they have big-ass salads with shitloads of stuff in them. They've got burgers that are pretty decent. They have a pretty nice. They have a pretty solid queso or nacho.
I'd say they have an all around pretty great menu.
It's,
I just
it,
may need
not
to
a
go
lot of,
back
like,
again. And
yeah, there's not like a lot of. I mean, there's a fair amount of of flexibility. There's a couple of options. It's not too crazy, but they do have a solid pizza. They know what they're doing with their personal pizzas and their big
pizzas.
They
have a decent appetizer list, don't they?
They do. They have a pretty solid one.
That's usually one of the things I like about a good restaurant is they have solid choices for me to eat food before I eat.
And I like, they've got six beers, I think, that they brew, and they're all really good. Like, they've got one for everyone. They've got a really light, bubbly, pilsner-y kind of thing. Sure. They've got a heavy... I think they got a Scotch
ale.
And I'd
say that's true about all of these brewer places we're about to talk about, so we don't have to hit it six times.
Yeah, but it's nice to have different beers.
Yeah, all of them have a beer for each person who likes to drink beer. Like, that's, we'll just say that straight out.
The Rock is a little more affordable. It's not cheap, necessarily, but I can go there, you know, every week and not die, personally.
Die like, from what?
From running out of money.
Oh,
like,
okay.
It's not
that's
like...
a, that's a death condition?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we can get out of there for less than $50. Cool. The only reason we end up with $50 is we almost always get the nachos appetizer, and we almost always get their cookie, because their cookie they make is almost, it's about on par with the old Gunny Sack cookies.
I don't know that I remember those.
They make a pan cookie.
It's like a skillet cookie. Okay, got you.
So they do one there, and it's pretty fucking damn good.
Okay.
I'm a sucker for that. It's stupid easy. You go buy, I mean, you don't even have to make your own fucking cookie there. You chuck it in a skillet, throw that in the oven.
Right, cast iron.
Cast iron, and then you pull it out and throw two scoops of whatever cheap-ass ice cream you want. Does not matter.
Okay,
and you give me a spoon, and I eat it. And I don't fucking care how much markup you took. I do not fucking care. I will eat the shit out of this item. And Kate does, too. So we always get that. So we always get an appetizer and a dessert and a beer or two and two entrees. So it does add up. And so we'll walk out of there with, like, a $50 tab.
But that's because you're eating before and after.
Well, yeah, and it's because you're getting an appetizer. And it's yeah, and so the only reason I don't go there more often is because we get roll fat. Like, roll fat. Because which is just the stopping lane the whole way down here, man.
Seriously.
Like, abrupt stopping.
Anyway, so that's that so Rock.
That's that one.
The Rock Yard in Castle Rock is another brewery. They just recently introduced pizzas, and their pizzas are fairly good too. They use a beer dough for their crust.
Beer dough.
They use
Beer
dough, yeah.
That beer dough.
They have a pretty roundabout food. I love their appetizers. Their burgers are freaking awesome. They're massive. Like, they don't fuck around with their patties. Like, they just give you a solid like half pound or like a third pound of meat on their patty, and so it's a really solid burger. They have Mexican food that's delicious too. Their chimichangas are fantastic.
I think I've had one of those.
They keep they're so amazing too.
There's Dennis Carnation too.
Yes. Hi.
Still open.
So good. They have possibly the best French fries I've ever eaten. They beer batter their French fries, and that's why they're so good. They kind of have like this extra layer of goodness around them. I don't know how else to describe it, but
delicious.
They're kind of like steak fries that are crispy.
Yeah, I've had them. They defy description. They're just delicious. Go there and eat them.
Yeah, go get an IPA or one of their special beers they brew, and grab a meal with a side of burger or a side of French fries
and a side of burger.
Side of burger. They also have jalapeno cheddar stuffed pretzels, which are the Rock Yard Knots, which are pretty good. But that's if you know you're feeling crazy. They're not that spicy,
delicious.
Actually.
They're fucking delicious though.
And then I want to talk about the Rock Brewing Company too. This is a big chain. They have their own beer and all that shit too. The only reason I'd want to talk about them is because they had the most audacious thing that I've ever seen in a restaurant. That's even more audacious than the Cubano from
a Cubano.
In my opinion, than the Cubano.
I'm just gonna repeat words you're saying.
From Crave,
voice.
Right?
Crave.
So they had a Cuban sandwich.
Cuban sandwich
that was mixed with a Monte Cristo.
So what they Cuban. Did is they oh, actually, they, I'm done. No,
they deep fried a Cuban and then put powdered sugar and put jalapeno jam in it instead of like
powdered
normal.
Sugar, jalapeno. So weirdly enough, this conversation, Mom, enjoy this conversation. This is the ultimate pinnacle of the Cuban / Monte Cristo specialty sandwich experience.
It was too much for me. I ate like
two
slices of this thing, and I just felt like overwhelmed. We did get an appetizer that was way bigger than I thought.
Ladies
but, like,
and gentlemen,
holy shit,
Kyle, Elizabeth Hagen, just admitted that we found a sandwich. That was too much for him.
It was like, I don't know, it was just so rich. Like, I wasn't ready for the Monte Cristo aspect of it. Because Monte Cristo is a pretty hefty sandwich.
I don't know that, I think I may have had one Monte Cristo in my life, and I don't know that anybody is really ever ready for a Monte Cristo.
Because it's like...
Like, you're never, like, if you're ready for it, you probably have a disease already.
You've probably eaten a bunch of them,
yeah,
and you're like, okay,
die.
I'm eating this Monte Cristo.
But
today.
I mean, like, anytime I'm like, I'm going to try Monte Cristo, and every time I feel like you're going to shoot me mopping your brow, like, I did not prepare for that.
Yeah, and then deep fry it and put like mustard and pickles and pulled pork on it inside of it, and it's absolutely
fantastic. Where is this place?
It's called the Rock Brewing Company. There's one over The one we went to was up by the Dave and Buster's by our work.
Okay.
It's on in that area, but they're around. The other thing we had was these things called Titans toothpicks, which are these gigantic taquitos with like chicken and red beans or black beans.
That sounds like a wacky, goofy name for something you could easily get hopelessly addicted to.
Oh yeah, and it's brutal because they're fucking huge.
And you're like, I'm gonna order these, and you're like, ha ha, but no, seriously, bring them to me now.
Yeah, I don't. It's not a joke. So I haven't had anything else from there, and I just wanted to mention it because that was the one sandwich that stopped me in my place. We didn't really talk about a good sushi place. I think the good sushi place by...
I feel like I'm not an expert, so...
Neither am I, but... And I guess the sushi places I've been to, of all the sushi places I've been to, probably June Sushi in Colorado Springs is probably the best one. Because they had the most rolls that I enjoyed before I got into the sashimi and all this other stuff. Because to me, honestly, I'm not good enough to know which sashimi tastes better than other sashimi and nigiri.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, like, I'm... just like, oh cool, I like eel, so any go where I go the eel kind of tastes the same to me, and like, yes, I'm like, man, I like yellowfin, and like that's what I eat.
Sure.
And, but the rolls are where you really get a lot of creativity and flavor. Oh, yeah, there's like, they had like a UFO roll where they like made this circular roll and cut it into six pieces and put a jalapeno on each one, and it was like a spicy roll. They deep fried a lot of them, you know?
Oh yeah, I like that. It's very untraditional, but I like it anyway.
Oh yeah, it's totally
we were at a sushi place in Colorado, or Castle Rock actually, right near you.
Fuji? That's the only place I know that serves sushi in Castle Rock.
It wasn't Castle Rock. I thought it was Castle Rock. Doesn't matter. Point is, we went there and we ordered a thing to go, and we ordered for us, and then we had someone who was home, and we were bringing food for them, and we ordered the to-go, and the lady came over and apologized, saying that they wouldn't give us that to-go because they were out of rice.
Huh.
And I was thinking...
This is not a good restaurant, then, by the way. Okay, I had a pizza.
Well, look, Gary really likes it, and other people who were there, we stopped there several times, and it's like you ran out of rice, and then, I don't understand that.
We had a Pizza Hut in Buena Vista run out of pepperoni one time, and I was like, you just ran out.
You have one job.
Yeah, like exactly.
Well, then someone pointed out to me. I think it was my brother on Facebook. We posted this because it was such a strange moment. I had to tell everyone about this, right? Oh my God, Silverado. Someone pointed out, I was like, they're not serving any more rice. They're not serving any more white rice. They just hate you. You're white. Go home.
What?
Read between the lines, man.
Oh, wow. Like, that was not real.
I don't know if that... I don't know. I just don't understand how you run out of rice. Like, seriously, how do you run out of rice? Like, sushi place. Isn't that the one thing?
You have to make the rice a certain way, right?
Maybe right,
the way that they were doing it was going to take anymore. Like 2 hours, so they're like, we're going to close this time. I don't know.
I guess. I don't know. Maybe we rolled in. I guess it was a Sunday. It was just a very strange. Very strange. But
I'll be real. Like, some places in Castle Rock are weird because they'll shut down early, and because it's a really strange town. Like, certain places are open super duper late. And if you go downtown, Castle Rock, nothing's open. Like it's closed down by like 7. Like,
that's just weird. Strange.
And that's changing slowly. And there's some places that are open.
It used to be a bedroom community, so I guess you're going to start seeing that change. I mean, it's only been, I guess, 10 years that it's really been.
There's a real, younger generation that's going there. There's a beer garden down there now that's really cool.
I hate young people.
Fuck those people.
But on that note, I guess, I suppose we got to wrap up. We're
long. Sorry, guys. We'll probably do another one of these. We'll remember more.
We'll just keep talking about food.
Yeah.
Usually it's the afternoon ones that are food. You can tell we recorded it in the afternoon talking about food.
Today's lunch was underwhelming.
I like that they had soup.
They can only order soup and I'll be fine.
If they just had soup and salad, that'd be cool.
Yeah, that'd be cool. That'd be really awesome.
Okay. All right. So anyway, everybody, this is Spitting in the Stream of Consciousness.
I'm Kyle.
I'm Kendrick.
See you guys.
And we out.